Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the show that is created, that was created to inspire you, to motivate you, to move you from where you are now to where you want to be. And that's what we're here for, to do just that. We're focusing on principles we call kingdom principles that will truly revolutionize your life. On today's show, we have a wonderful, wonderful person here that has done just that. She's taken part of what we've said and made it fit her life, which is vision. We'll talk about her coming up. And we have a segment of the show that's called How Did I Get Here? And that segment allows us to interact, to engage with you, our listeners, our supporters, whether it's from Instagram at Dr. Tanji Show or Facebook at Dr. Tanji Show or Twitter, whatever medium you want to reach out to us, then we will definitely welcome that. And of course, today is a very special, special day because we've got a birthday in the house.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Aquarius season in a full session. Also, the late, great Bob Marley. Yeah,
really?
Is his brother. Yeah, it's a good company.
Absolutely.
You know, so many Aquarians. I mean, bold and vivacious and creative. And I could just go on and on and on about the Aquarian. But I will not, because it's time for the Dr. Tanji Show. And we got to talk about vision and, all this incredible vision that so many people will understand the principles for your lifestyle and that of our amazing guests. So I can't wait.
I know, right?
Look, what a great gift for me.
I know, right?
Look, Bring it on. I need it.
But before all that good stuff, let's concentrate on vision part three. And I want to make certain that, in all fairness, that I am getting the lesson across where there's clarity, which segues into our vision part of today's show. When you are seeking your vision, you do know that your vision is not outside of you, it is in you. One of the pointers that I'd like to point out today would be, I need you to be clear. Now, that clearness is going to require you to have what is called a guiding vision. That guiding vision is the part of the big vision that acts with purpose. I hope that you remember when we discussed purpose and how it's related to vision. Purpose is that reason, that why in your life. Vision is that, you okay? Vision is that dream that is inherent, that's placed within you by God. That vision is so much bigger than any goal that, and I love goal setting, but it's much bigger than goal. It is a part of your life that will create not only the place in life that you're supposed to be, but it will also serve other people. I like to liken vision as something that is so big that, yes, it does scare you. And I hate to use that word scare, but it will cause you to have sleepless nights. It will cause you to write down things that you ordinarily wouldn't write down. I mentioned previously that when you are writing out why you should not do what it is that you know you're supposed to be doing in the earth, I call it my excuse list. And you'll write down every excuse that you have. And just recapping from last week, because I want to make certain that, again, you are following these principles so that you can go back okay, and write them down. And then not only that, but implement them. So this is a deployment, okay? It's a deployment. It's a deployment meaning we're going to give you the tools that you're in need of. Of course, you're going to study. You're going to research. And then apply those tools, that research, those principles to your life. One of the characteristics of being clear is that you have to answer the question, what am I here for? What can I do? When you get a clear picture of what you're here for, I don't want you to think that you can do this by yourself. I don't want you to think that vision is apropos if you are fully educated with masters and PhDs or whatever that, you know, entails. Vision is just simply sitting down with pen and paper and saying, okay, all right, God, I surrender. And I'm going to listen intuitively and I'm going to write. And then the beautiful thing about that is you'll study it. That which you've written down when you're being clear, being concise, and it may not look like anything that you'll ever have to implement or deploy. And it's okay. Doesn't mean that you missed the mark. Just means that you have to get back into that place of solitude or isolation. And it's not a bad place, but it's a place for me, it's a place of learning. I learn better when I am able to just kind of still away, as my grandmother would say. And just be quiet. You've heard the saying, be still. That is what we do when we are visionaries. It's not that we're lazy. It's not that we're unfocused. But there's a time in your life when you are on that road for vision that you just got to be still. And in that stillness doesn't mean that you're not moving physically. It means in that place, you're not worried about anything. You're not stressed about anything. You're not trying to answer the question, but how, but when? Because there's a set time for everybody's vision. And I want to make certain I hone in on that set time. There is a set time for you to be everything that you were supposed to be, every purpose that you were supposed to complete in your life. Life is so good that it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And vision sometimes takes time to develop. So if it means that you still work your 9 to 5, continue working your 9 to 5. Absolutely, I'm not saying quit your job and just become a visionary. No, no, no. You're working that 9 to 5 just justifies even the more why it's important after 5 o'clock. You work on you. You work on becoming who you were supposed to be. We got to pay the bills, guys. We got to pay the light bill, got to pay the water bill, or whatever that looks like. But with that vision, I want you to become so engrossed in what you're supposed to be doing here that you waste no more time. Life is short. And you'll hear people say that, and they'll give you all the reasons why life is short. But a life of a person who's in vision, if that person lives for 50 years and was in purpose, in vision, then they've done exactly what they were supposed to do while in the earth. So let's not get excited about living 90 years if you haven't done what you were supposed to do in the 90. What a travesty. To live your life through the lenses of someone else, not live your life the way that you were supposed to live it with the assignment that you were given in the earth. Now, with that being said, vision is often clarified with a problem that you can answer. I want to segue into what happened on yesterday. My daughter, Frances, was very alarmed to find out that there were people who were at a homeless shelter and they were put out in the rain. And she came unglued. And the lesson Yes, the travesty. Yeah, that's a tragedy. Yes, it is. But the lesson in her seeing what her purpose, what that vision is that she got on the phone, made the call. She got angry. That anger fueled her to do something. True visionaries, they get angry with circumstances and they demand change. And that's what she did. So she called. She said, listen, I don't understand why they're there. It's raining outdoors. Now, with vision and being implementing that purpose, there was opposition. You expect it. So much so that they hung up on her. But she called back. Persistence. So she identified a problem. She had enough courage to say, we're going to do something about this, or that this is not right. And it moved her. It moved her in her emotional part of her soul to do something, to act. Anger will fuel your vision. It will. Long story short, she was able to speak with to whom she needed to speak with. Mind you, the same person that hung up on her had a change of heart, apologized, and then allowed the temporary residents of that shelter to come back in.
Wow.
Incredible. So as she was saying this to me, I said, oh, she gets it. I'm so happy for you. It's a promotion. And I look at it like that because your life will never be the same once you do something that you know that you're supposed to do. See, your gifts are to be served, and it's to serve us, serve the world with your gifts. So with all that being said, I had to mention that, Fran. I'm so very proud of you. Your true work is what you were born to do. That's going to help you with when you're painting that picture, that image, that dream that you keep having, that you know you're supposed to be doing something. Your work is what you were born to do. It's not your 9-to-5. That's your resource. And we're grateful for resources. We are. But I want so badly for each one of you who's listening to wake up every morning and be so ready to face the day. Not wake up every morning and wonder, oh my God, how? Now what? Oh, it's Monday. You know how we do it. Oh, it's Monday. Every day is so good when you are in vision. Be clear. Get in purpose. Purpose is going to fuel your vision. Write it down. Don't ask how. Just say, you know what? I surrendered this. I'm going to do this. And it's going to be done. Those are principles that I have incorporated in my life. And I promise you, I may not have those possessions because I don't need them. When I am living every day of my life and I'm able to serve, that's the reason I was born. Don't always get it right. Have I made mistakes? Absolutely. We make them. Do not give the excuse anymore, well, nobody's perfect. Because if you are a follower of those teachings that you're reading about, that word perfection means mature in everything that you say and everything that you do. So be mature. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. But whatever you do in life, starting today or starting last week or starting now, I need you to be in your purpose so that your vision can come to fruition and that you will never lose another day or another moment of that valuable thing called time, because time is so important. We can't make it. We can only take what's allotted to us. So that vision that you have, that dream that you have, let's get busy. Let's do those things that are practical, that'll get us to where you need to be. And don't be afraid to have an accountability partner. That's part of the vision landscape. Get someone who's going to tell you the truth, not your truth. There's no such thing. It's a nice word, but there's no such thing as my truth. The truth is the only truth that matters. And if you're not where you are supposed to be, then you're not living the truth. We call it merely existing, and we know what existence can do. It can leave you unfulfilled. All right. I'm challenging you. Get busy. I'd love to hear from you at Dr. Tanji, at Dr. Tanji Show on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. Or you can call us at 323-203-0815.
And coming up, you do have somebody in your DM have already slid in. And they call from the, checking in from the Bay Area.
Oh, wow.
Too, and it's about vision. So right after we meet this amazing chica. Okay.
I'm so excited to
sitting
be
next
here.
To me in the Dr. Tanji Lounge.
I'm so excited.
Oh, absolutely. It has everything to do with vision. And
absolutely.
Her question is specifically talking about what you just discussed. And
everything.
I'm sure you may answer in, you know, the next couple of minutes. But let's see. And I'll let you know what she said after you introduce. Yes,
absolutely. Yes. Words cannot express when you're doing introductions for someone who has literally made up her mind. And said, you know what? Okay. It's almost as if you're going to be on display.
Mm-hmm.
Manila. They call her the Thriller from Manila. How about that?
I know. Spicy.
None other than Miss
Renella
Ferrer.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy to be here. I felt like I just drank some energy drink listening to you. I'm like, I'm ready to go. Wait, where? I'm going to the studio right now. I'm
right,
going to
ready
perform
to just roll
on stage.
Out. You want to just roll
like,
out now?
I just
look.
Want to go run 7
right.
miles. Even though I'm not, I was telling her earlier, I was like, I don't think I'm ready for 7 miles yet. She was like, yes, you are ready for 7 miles. I'm like, yes, I am ready for 7 miles now. After
right.
listening to you, I mean, that's amazing. Everything you just said right now, it's like all about vision, all about your purpose. I feel like that's exactly, you just confirmed everything I went through without knowing exactly what I was doing.
Wow.
You just pretty much outlined everything that
that's
I.
God.
But first talk about who you are, what you do, and what your transition has been. Y'all already look gone.
You,
look,
right
look listeners and viewers, I've got your back. That's what Jeannie's here for. They're like.
The birthday lady, by the way. Happy
look,
birthday, Jeannie.
Thank you, baby. Mwah. Meow.
Meow.
Dr. Tanji is, I mean, the natural Red Bull.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's what happened. You done
right.
got the energy and you're gone.
Then you got the right person. So as you guys know, I am from the show Revenge Body by Khloe Kardashian,
yeah.
which was on E! Network. I gained 70 pounds. I'm a singer that gained 70 pounds from depression and just life, relationship. And from that, I did a 3-year hiatus with my music. All I ever known since I was young was singing. When people ask me, how long have you been singing? I'm like, I've been singing since I was just a fetus in my mother's womb. I didn't do this to be famous, to be rich. It was like a purpose. It was something inside of me. I felt like since I was a kid, I'm like, I'm going to be a singer because it's a gift that I knew that I had that I can't really explain. It's something that was given to me. No matter how many times I tried to walk away, it always comes back to me. And that's wow. what I feel like. It's not just to share the gift, but it's also, I feel like sometimes to connect people, to help people.
Right.
The gift that's that right. I have has connected so many people, has gotten other people married, which I'm so proud of. That's one thing that I can say in this lifetime.
But let me ask you, you mentioned your accomplishments, but you talk about hiatus and
yes.
some blockage, whether it was mental, mm-hmm. physical, lack of support. How did that challenge you and how did you get through? Because you were even stopped by attempted to be stopped by somebody very close to you. Mom didn't believe
right.
in
so,
your vision. How?
That,
wow.
That was the hardest part because at the end of the day, you know, as you guys know, I'm originally from the Philippines and there's still no Asian American artist that's a household name right now.
Oh, wow.
And that's what I was, my vision that I had from the very beginning.
You're
well,
it.
Like,
you yeah. are it.
Thank
yes,
you.
She is.
So at the end of the day, I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to just do it. Because everyone has been trying to get me to go to the Philippines and be famous. I was like, no, because if I do that, then I'm going to be stuck there because I know the business there is different. So anyway, to make a long story short, I started doing things on my own. And that was another thing, because last night I was at the studio. I was telling them, I've been doing this since high school. I was introduced to the Hollywood scene straight out of high school. I was emailing people. I'm like, yeah, Ranella Ferrer's management here. Can she perform at this blah, blah, blah. And then I would come there, me and my dancers, and they're like, where's your manager? I'm like, my manager just told me to come here, and I need to be here right now. Like, persistency at a young age.
I love it. Absolutely.
That challenge and anger made it happen.
Exactly. And my mom was like, no, you're going to be a nurse. I was like, no, mom, I can't even stand blood. I can't do that. She was like, then either that or you go on your own. I was like, well, I will go on my own. Thank you very much.
That was the option.
So from the very beginning, I worked 9 to 5. People didn't know that. I was always challenged because, like, yo, you're too young. Yeah. You don't have your degree yet. I worked my 9 to 5. I went to school. I pretty much provided for myself. I invested in myself because I knew my vision. I knew what was in my heart.
That's good.
Well, which is called vision, I just got confirmed from you.
Oh, wow.
And I just went for it because at the end of the day, I knew that there was something inside of me that was a gift. And it's not just for myself, for gratification. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It gives me really like joy to bring joy to other people when I give them goosebumps, when I sing the national anthem, etc. So I know I haven't gone back to the revenge body part yet. So anyhow, I gained 70 pounds. I started working 12-hour shifts, you know, working conventions, marketing. That's how I gained knowledge in marketing. I was a young girl, underpaid, but I was working under VPs of company.
So opportunity.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, and absolutely. I learned how to market myself and, you know, and then I literally just started gaining weight. I stopped performing. I would cancel on shows.
Because you weren't comfortable about the way you felt.
Yes.
Okay.
I was heavier, and I used to have dancers perform with me, and they were, of course, I didn't want to be on stage dancing sexy songs, and like my dancers were more sexier than I was, and I was like, okay, this is not going to be right. So, and also, you know, in LA, it's like I was the cute girl of the group, and now it's like I'm the one that's least looked at. They're like, oh, she's cute. You know, she has a good personality.
Right.
I was that girl. I became that girl. So, you know, mentally, it messed me up because before then, I was the girl performing on stage, opening up for Keisha Cole, Nelly, Twista. Yeah. I mean, I was known for, like, you know, performing in front of, like, hip-hop clubs and just
a big national act.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
And then I literally gained the weight, and I was like, okay, what happened to my life? I'm single. My mom is like, you're not getting any man. Like, what are you doing? Other cultures, it's like, at 20, you're supposed to be, like, with a boyfriend or married, like, 25, 26. Okay. But, you know, so that's another thing, the culture also. Right. Mm. So at the end of the day, we're supposed to be petite and like, you know, skinny.
Okay.
But we love food. So that's another story.
and we loving curves now.
Yeah. We love
you know what I mean? Isn't that something? Now folks paying to get what you got.
Right.
During their lunch break.
Right.
I'm just saying that's what they do, and especially in Hollywood.
Especially in Hollywood. And so it's like reality-wise, like I gained that weight, and then the funny thing is I was cleaning one day, and my friend started telling me to start listening to Les Brown. So I was cleaning, listening to Les Brown, and he said, never give up.
The motivational speaker.
Right. And he said, keep going, like, you know. And I was like, okay, I've been trying to sing the national anthem for the Lakers for years, for like probably 3-4 years, but I wasn't on it. Like, I wasn't going as hard because I was embarrassed still. I was like, you know, I'm not doing this anymore, whatever. And all of a sudden, I remember it was Thanksgiving weekend. I got a call from the lady from the Lakers, like, hi, Ranella, are you available on January something to sing the national anthem for the Lakers? It was Kobe's last season.
Oh,
no way.
My whole body raised up like,
Black Mamba. That's all you needed to hear.
I touched my whole family.
I'm there.
Exactly. I touched the whole family. And then from then on, the funny thing is, so I sang the national anthem. Of course, my whole family was there. It was like probably 10, 11 of us. Luckily, they gave me free tickets. Like, for my family being courtside, that was an experience for them, you know?
Yes.
And then from that moment on, I saw my mom kind of like getting proud. You know, she was proud. But it was like, 13 minutes before the game, she looked at me. She was about to cry. She was like, oh, my God, Dranella.
This is what you were talking
about. I was like, Mommy, not right now. Don't do it.
That's what I always tell parents. You might not understand. You might not see it. But if your babies are passionate about something, just support them.
Right. And then at that time, that night, I was like, okay, so what's next? So at that time, I was doing a lot of marketing gigs. And there's this site that I see all the job listings. I saw the listing for Revenge Body the same night I sang for the Lakers.
Wow.
I spent 2 to 3 hours filling that application because everything was like, have you gained weight and stop pursuing your passion? Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da. And then I submitted myself that same week. They called me and they said, okay, we love you. We want you to move forward. I actually said, oh, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to show my back.
Instead of dealing with the Kardashians, right?
Like, not even this, that. I was like, I'm not going to run the obstacle courses. I've never done a push-up in my life at that time. I'm not going to run the obstacle courses and be in a race and, like, you know, the tires and stuff like that. And then my sister showed me this thing with the Biggest Loser, how this man lost the competition and he had to eat a whole box of pizza to himself while he was crying. She was like, see, that's what's going to happen to you.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So, but the president of the casting agency was like, no, it's going to be motivational. It's going to be great. Don't worry about it. You're going to be fine. I was like, fine. If you give me a hot trainer, maybe I will.
That's incredible.
Fast forward, I got Corey Kaye, who trained Michael B. Jordan for the movie Black Panther. I didn't realize that's what he was training for the whole time. So I said, I'll come to the gym every day.
I can work that out. Right.
That was motivational. So that's why I also worked out almost all day, every day. Like, literally, for 3.5 months, I worked out. Honestly, I only missed one day, which is the first week. And, you know, TMI. But that's, you know, I was in my woman time of the month.
For sure.
And I was hungry and I was irritated. And it was the first time, you know, like a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
But from that moment on, I did not miss a single day. I lived every day focused on the vision. I was like, as much as the world is going to see this, because I had to take my shirt off to show my sports bra and my big belly to the world. And, you know, I haven't even looked at myself in the mirror. You know, like I was so embarrassed to look at myself in the mirror. Like, there's nothing in my mind. There's nothing pretty here to look at. Wow. Why am I looking at myself in the mirror? So, you know, they told me to take my shirt off and show my belly to weigh myself. I was like, I just met my trainer and you want me to weigh myself in front of him? So I was like, oh, fine. So after that, I was like, okay, I'm going to have to work out every single day.
So made you face it. That's amazing. And I think Lisa, she said in Dr. Tanji's Graham DM, it's in the Bay Area. And she said, Dr. Tanji and also Ranella, but Dr. Tanji, I've been listening to you for the past month. So she's been checking in on Wednesdays. She says that she constantly needs to be reminded of what her vision is. Mm. And she is asking, when you are working on your vision, do you set your plan weekly, monthly, or annually in terms of how you assess your growth? That is a great question.
Yes, it is.
So
first,
Dr. Taju, how do you set your vision board up?
Right. Thank you, Lisa. Wow. Thank you so, so very much. Thank you for your support. I like to paint a picture, and that picture is me writing down everything, the finished product, what that looks like to me, who's going to benefit from that finished product. Usually hopefully it's God first that'll benefit, because you're doing what you're supposed to do with vision. And you got a benefit. And then your children, if you have children, or your close immediate circle. Okay. Once you write that, what that picture looks like, then you have to go back. And then everything, Lisa, that is going to stop you, or that has stopped you in times past, you cut it out. And I mean that you change your mind immediately, that I'm going to reach this. And your growth, or your measurement is, I try to do it in 30-day increments. Now, I don't know if that's possible or if I'm just doing too much, but I place a demand on me. And that demand says, you got to. You don't have any other choice. What if today's your last day and you didn't do what you were supposed to do? I'm sorry, it's too late. So I have an expectancy, an urgency. So every 30 days, that vision. Now, goal setting and having your vision, those are two different things. We set goals when we say, you know what, this year I want to make $1 million. Then you're going to do things to make $1 million.
So that's your goal is your 30-day check.
Absolutely.
You'll reassess every 30.
Oh, absolutely.
Vision is your long-term goal.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if it's not putting me closer to that big picture, Jeannie, that I've painted, then I've got to cut it out. And I really do mean that. And I'm very hard on myself. Mm-hmm. And I've got this person called Ty, who's just as hard on me as I am. And this guy named Stacy. And now this woman named Jeannie. Please make sure you have people around you that will celebrate you. Have them around you that will celebrate
that's
you.
Is that true. Did that help you change? I'm talking about in your darkest, most challenging times.
I mean, you know, the darkest, most challenging times, I was just I all I remember was like what's happening to myself, and shopping was like literally for me was I love shopping. I mean, most women love shopping. That's I love bright clothes. Right. I love bright colors. Right. And the fact that I had to shop and wear black all the time and then come from like small, medium to like 15, 16, 17, that was mentally already like messing me up. Okay. And that's another thing. Like, I remember even as I lost the weight, because it was fast, 3.5 months, 42 pounds. Oh. And then, you know, I lost another 20 pounds after that. And my mind was not catching up to my body. You see, I was still stuck on the Ranella is still big mode. And I was like, you know, what I did was I remember in order for me, because I was usually like the nice, friendly person, mm-hmm. but I was more like funnier just to, you know, like have people like me
so
more.
So even though you were physically changing visually, you still saw the same
woman. I was still stuck.
Woman.
Yeah, because I remember even dating. And my friend was like, Ranella, you're not big anymore. You need to stop taking from men, you know? That's what I didn't realize that. I was like, oh, okay. I have, my options are back.
Essentially.
Like, I mean, you know, I mean, I did probably have options then too, but in my mind, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people, weight gain is mental.
Yes, it is.
It's mental and knowing better too. It's like, knowledge, even right now.
Because I know some full-figured voluptuous kitties that'll put somebody size 8 to shame.
Right. No, that is true.
And proud of it.
And that's what it is.
It's, right.
If they love it, my sister, she's a curve model. She's an Asian curve model. They don't have
that. Killing the game.
Right.
Killing it.
She is. Because she's always been bigger she's always been overweight since
voluptuous
curvier. I'm
no,
so
no, no,
sorry.
Say voluptuous.
Voluptuous. Yes. No, but she walks around like she's a size 4.
I love it.
More than me. Like confident. She's just like, yes. I don't care. But you know, that's what, because that's how it is, but it's mental.
It is mental.
You know, so
absolutely.
It's like how you feel, how you see, how you receive things. And you know, so during that time I had to adjust.
Okay.
Even like, you know, the great things that's happening, like, you know, as far as like losing the weight, but also jealousy comes in with different people, and I'm like, I'm still the same. I'm still the same funny girl. Like, don't not like me because I look like this. Like, you know,
right. That goes along with Dr.
Right.
Tanya said blocking situations,
right.
And that may be people
absolutely.
Closest to us. I mean,
right.
You'd be surprised.
Unfortunately, and that's another thing.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. Down to relationships. It's like I've had to adjust that. I do my 30 day with. Relationships. Okay, 30 days. Where are we going?
At least give them 90. This gonna be the kitty saying, "You got 30 days, baby." You either got
show
me or
what you
jump.
Got.
Dang.
I don't have time to waste. I have stuff to do.
Right.
I have stuff to do. Are you going? No. And then if it gets serious, no, I really do this. If it gets serious, after a year, I do an evaluation. And if it's not going anywhere, then that's a year of my time you already took.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I cannot, if it's too much toxic or I just, okay, I slowly wean off. Okay,
very
time
good.
For me to move on. I'm sorry.
Very good.
I love it.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely.
That's one thing I'm serious about. I need to do that, what you're doing with when it comes to life and, you know, goals. I have a question in regard to that, though. So let's say once you've got your vision.
All right.
Because now I'm at the, you know, once you've achieved certain things that you want to achieve and then things start coming, you know, I'm using myself as an example. You get busier.
Okay.
What do you do next? Like how do you expand your vision or what's, I mean, I'm sure there's going to be other things coming in, but how do you adjust to your
I'm
new
glad
vision?
You asked that question.
Yes.
Vision is so big, Ranella, that it will take a lifetime. Yeah. So if you're thinking in terms of, okay, I've done this.
Right.
That's a great goal.
Right.
You've accomplished your goal.
Right.
Okay. Vision will always be expansive, but it'll have compartments. So part one may be, okay, I was able to do this and this and that. Part two now may be, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Am I doing it for notoriety? Am I doing it for influence?
Mm-hmm.
Am I doing it for fame?
Mm-hmm.
And be honest.
Right.
And then another compartment will be, maybe you do it international.
Right.
Whatever that is.
That's true.
But it keeps expanding. It keeps expanding. And then you may even set up businesses that teach others people how to live their life and live it to the fullest. You see?
A bigger purpose is to touch other people and opening doors. That's what I said. That is true.
That's it. So that's see how big that is? Mm-hmm. So you start it like this. But that picture was so big. Remember, I said it will literally scare you.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find yourself asking questions. Man, how am I going to do this?
Right. Right.
What?
Right.
Am I crazy?
Right.
And laugh. Because some will think that you're crazy.
Yes. I mean, other people don't understand your vision. When I first told people I wanted to be the first Asian American artist to be a household name, they're like, sure, you need to be in a pop group. Okay. Wow. All right. Well, I'll just walk away and do my thing. Right. And then I just kept going.
But you're doing it.
But it, like I said, I think also too, when you live in that purpose, for some reason, it just, the world just opens up to you all these opportunities. Because I don't know how I got here sometimes. Like you said earlier, I'm like, God, I'm just a girl from the Philippines. Like, how did I get here?
Speaking of Philippines,
yes,
I was there. A couple of years ago.
Man.
Absolutely loved it. Went to Batangas.
Yeah,
I had a girlfriend, heavy girlfriend, Marietta Luntok Barnes, who asked me to go over for her 60th birthday party.
Oh, my God.
And it was unbelievable. Food? The people, the food. Oh, my gosh.
That's why.
That was it. That's why. My challenge.
Right, exactly. Going to my mom's house, it's a challenge.
Now, mom is here, right?
Yes, my mom is here. She's in Orange County. Okay. There's rice for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, I know.
And we have a bakery. Shout out to Ariel's Cafe, my mom's bakery. I know next time bakery. I will bring you guys some pastry.
Go
she is. Yes, she's known for her cheese rolls. She is. I know.
Are you serious?
You guys will be addicted to just one box. And that's why even I still eat it to this day. Like, and that's why I can't.
How did you do this?
Yep.
That's another story. Okay.
So look like I know, a right? cake and rice right there.
So, you know, like I said, for the Fit and Fabs magazine, the funny story is, so as you guys know, I lost the weight. I started looking for studios again so I can start, you know, working on music back to Brunella. I went to one studio in North Hollywood, and I saw this Fit and Fabs magazine in the bathroom, and I was like, oh, this is so cool, Fit and Fabs. And then I followed them on Instagram.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh, my God, I love your guys' magazine, blah, blah, blah. This is awesome. If you guys need, like, a health story, let me know. She was like, that's actually amazing. You know what? You would be a great cover one day.
God.
I was like, oh, okay, cool. So, you know, people say you'll be a great cover. That's cool. I didn't take it. Seriously,
yeah.
A year later, she called me. She was like, hey, Renella, we want you to be the summer Fit and Fabs cover magazine. I was like, what?
Oh,
wait,
no.
I don't have my six pack yet. I'm just kidding. But so that's kind of like how it happened. And, you know, fast forward, I'm as far as being a fitness motivator, that's something I wasn't planning. I never would have ever thought in my life. The only F I ever got in school was PE because I hated running in the mornings.
You're so funny.
Like, and look at you now.
I know,
fit
right?
and fast.
Know,
thank you.
Your vision pushed through.
Thank
Absolutely.
You so much. So,
Absolutely.
You know, I would have never thought, like I said, like, you know, you never know that all the things that starts coming to you. And now I'm a front cover of Fitness Magazine.
How
that's crazy.
That?
I'm part of Global Women's Empowerment Network.
Oh, really?
And that's something that I also envisioned in my head when I was younger. I was like, I want to be a part of a young women in business type of thing. And I didn't realize
it.
I was going to be associated with so
But you
many...
put in the universe, you speak it into existence.
Yes, ma'am. A beautiful man,
wow.
perfect man that I envision. I'm going to write that down
Look,
again.
No, do that. Do that and call me so
yes,
we can
I
meet.
Will.
Okay,
yes.
And I'll be like,
Does he have an uncle? He has brothers.
Yes. Well, I'm there.
Happy birthday. That's my wish for you.
My Filipino kitty, I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay, I got you. It's your birthday.
And I may not give you 30 days.
I know, right?
I'll evaluate for you. You got us for that. Yes. I'm serious. But no, one of my girlfriends, actually, she was my co-host before. I used to host for KJLH. And there is my club promoter at that time who used to book me for shows. She attended one of my shows. They met. Fast forward, they got married. Now they have a baby.
Oh, wow.
And that makes me so happy. I'm like, you know what? I feel good in this lifetime that I was able to do that.
Part of that session.
I was like, I feel good. That's what I'm saying. There's so many things in this world that I am excited about. Because it's like, if anything happens to me tomorrow, I can say I had a full life. I did. And there's so many more things to do and so many more things to see. Like just looking at the mountains above, there's so much life into this world. Like you only have one life to live.
Absolutely.
One. And that's it.
And then Dr. Tanji, I know that you did part three of your 4-part series today. Again, if anybody missed it, you can definitely recap on at Dr. Tanji Show, parts 1 through 3 so that we're all on the same page. And then you also have a huge announcement coming soon called
Talk to Tanji.
Talk to Tanji. That's a movement by itself. It's going to be so huge, so impactful, so amazing. People excited about it, don't even know what it is. We could be taking you somewhere you don't even know. But like, it sounds great and it is phenomenal. So I'm excited for you about that.
Thank you.
And then coming up in 2 minutes, you have Tony, who's in the ATL.
Yes.
Okay. On How Did I Get Here? And I'm sure both you guys can relate to his situation too, but it's at a crisis point. So you guys, I'm sure, be able to shed some light on that.
Absolutely. Right. Thank you. So Ranella, I have to ask you this question. Where are you right now?
You know, that's a great question because there are so many highs in my career and I'm balancing out the lows that comes with it.
Absolutely.
Because with greater responsibility, obviously there's more people that you're involved with, more energy. And at the end of the day, like I said, I'm really a simple girl with a complicated life because I'm happy over little things and there's just so many different avenues that I'm going to right now that I didn't even realize that I'm going to be representing. I'm into technology, beauty, fitness, and music. So I had to go back down to my core because at the end of the day, it's like, how do I expect myself to share my gift? I can only sing national anthems. I mean, I can sing national anthems forever. However, I want to be now the halftime performer. I want to be able to perform and sing my song and my belief in my heart and have them give them goosebumps from my own song. And that's what I'm actually working on right now, because before it was harder, right? Because I used to work out all day, every day. Okay. And that's another thing. That's how I lost the weight. But now balancing everything, being at the studio till 2, 3, 4 in the morning and still having to wake up at 9 or I know for some people that's like they're late.
That's so LA. I don't mean any harm. That's so LA, right? That's Hollywood. Right,
listen.
And now people like, listen, like my alarm goes off 5:36. I gotta get up at 9.
I try to miss LA traffic. I'm sorry. But listen, when you're up at 7, am I right? 7:30
in the morning. You're right. It's just a different mindset.
Right. So at the end of the day, it's like as a musician, you know, you're up 3, 4 in the morning. Last night I was at a studio. The other night I was at another studio. So I've been going to different studios, testing out different musicians, different music, what feels good to my soul. So that's one thing I'm really, really, really working towards now, because everything else I'm humbly saying, I'm grateful to say that I can do. And coming from the marketing background, I'm like, I can do the marketing later on, the beauty and the fitness, but I need my music out there. And I just want one world tour, sing at the Wimbledon, and that's it, and be married and have my children and be happy.
It's coming.
Oh, yeah.
It's
according
coming.
To you.
Oh, wait. Is you ready? Wait, hold on. Let me think if I'm ready for it. I'm just kidding.
No, when you're ready, it just happens.
It does, doesn't it?
It just happens. You'll call me like, Jay, Jeannie, you told me. I was like, I told you.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, God, like all this. And that's another thing. I'm happily single. That's one thing.
Very good. That's important.
I'm happily single. Because before I asked her the whole revenge body thing, mm-hmm. I tried the dating thing and I realized, like I said, mentally I was just still toxic for someone else.
Okay.
Because I still had my insecurities. I had to flush all that out. But in order to do that, I had to experience it with somebody else to realize, oh, wait, I'm still damaged. Like, wait a minute. What do you mean you don't want to come over? What do you mean you just fell asleep? Wow. It was my insecurity coming out. I didn't realize that. And that's, I had to adjust to that and I had to learn myself through time. And that's what a lot of, even my castmates went through that, because different people went through different things. Like there was this one girl, unfortunately she got raped and then she gained weight to, you know, she gained weight so she can protect herself.
Right.
So some people got cheated on and, you know, they have different stories. And a lot of them is, like I said, mentally.
And that's exactly what Tony is saying in ATL. He hit you on Facebook, Dr. Tanji, and the exact same thing, Renella. Tony said that he was in what he thought was a very committed relationship. He poured everything into the relationship. He's always been confident, felt good about himself, but she cheated on him. And, you know, he believed that this was the woman who was going to be his wife. And not only did she cheated with somebody who was close to them, a male friend of theirs. So he started to eat, gain weight. And Tony even says that I'm paraphrasing, that he has considered taking his life not once, but twice.
No.
So this show is helping Dr. Tanji. You help every time he hears your voice. And he is now seeking what he needs to get his self-worth and vision and plan back. Please help, because he says he doesn't know how he got there.
Mm-hmm. Tony, thank you first and foremost for listening in. That's exactly why the show was created. You're not alone. You matter. I am so sorry, and I want to apologize to you on behalf of those people that caused you disappointment, those people that caused you to feel inadequate about yourself. But I also want to celebrate. Here's what I want to celebrate. Because now your vision is so clear. That was needful. I know it sounds crazy, but that was so needful for you to go through that. Because with a relationship, now I'm not a religious person, but I am a God-fearing person. And I do know that because I am a spirit enclosed in a body and happen to have a soul, which is my mind, my will, and my emotions, I still get emotional. And that's where you are. But there's a enemy in the camp. And that enemy, Tony, wants you to kill. He is. And your purpose is so much more than that. You're going to be fine. All right. You're going to surround yourself with other believers that know him, that have relationship with him, and that will not under any circumstances allow you to be by yourself. I am praying for you. I know that you're going to be just fine. I want you to write the vision. I want you to write down your purpose, and I want you to go with it. And with that being said, I want to thank you, Renella.
You're welcome.
I want to thank you so very much for everything that you've allowed in your life. I want to thank you for not getting stuck and not being bitter. I want to thank you for laughing and smiling again and living your best life and saying, you know what, I'm going to arise to the occasion.
Thank you
for coming on to today's show.
You're so welcome. I am so glad to be here. I felt so motivated. I felt refreshed. I felt like I went to church today and it's Jeannie's birthday. I feel good. I mean,
I got that Dr. Tanji special.
Oh, right.
You're ready to go. And you know what? Dr. Tanji, next time she's singing, "We Have to Go."
Oh, yes.
I mean, you completely blow the roof off of the Staples Center every time you sing. But I saw you like at the Sparks game. I was like, Renella,
thank you.
You're blowing up the Staples Center like it's just like a little hut. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
thank
what?
You.
So can you do a little snippet birthday for me?
I was about to do that anyway.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Jeannie. We love you. Thank you guys for joining us again. See you next time. Same place, 2 o'clock, Dr. Tanji Show.
Bye.
You're listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.